Suwatina First Nation. Police in Alberta have issued warrants for Nathan Chasing Horse, a former actor in the movie, Dances with Wolves, for 9 charges including sexual exploitation, sexual assault and removing a child from Canada under the age of 16. Suwatina Nation Police Service said in a news release that the investigation has spanned several years, with one of the offenses dating back to 2005. The actor has been in jail in Las Vegas since his arrest in January in Southern Nevada, where he is charged with 18 felonies, including sexual assault of a minor, child abuse and kidnapping. Court documents say he was the leader of a cult-like group called The Circle. Documents allege he used his position to gain the trust of Indigenous families and their children, and take underage wives. The Nevada prosecution was put on pause as the actor, who played young Sue character Smiles a Lot in Kevin Costner's 1990 Oscar-winning film, appealed to the state Supreme Court to dismiss the case. His lawyers have argued that his accusers wanted to have sex with him. Chasing Horse is also facing criminal charges in Montana and British Columbia. The U.S. arrest report alleges a British Columbia woman reported Chasing Horse to RCMP, who contacted Las Vegas police, prompting the investigation that led to his arrest. The woman alleged she was 13 years old when she met the actor while he was performing ceremonies in Canada. She alleges he began to have sex with her when she was 17. Suwatina Police, who serve the First Nation west of Calgary, said the prosecution of Chasing Horse in different legal jurisdictions has required significant planning and cooperation. In 2015, the Suwatina Band Council passed a resolution banning the actor from all community events. More information on the Alberta investigation is to be released Wednesday. U.S. arrest documents detailed how the Alberta Police Service received a complaint earlier this year from a woman who alleges she was sexually assaulted as a 15-year-old and taken to the United States as one of Chasing Horse's multiple wives. That woman eventually returned to Canada because she could no longer take the physical and emotional abuse, the document said. This report by the Canadian Press was first published June 13, 2203. By Kelly Geraldine Malone in Saskatoon, with files from the Associated Press, the Canadian Press.